All right, well, welcome to our children and youth Christmas program this year. I just wanna upfront tell you that this is a one practice play, so you can expect mistakes, you can expect a little crazy, but the point is that we take a few minutes to remember why we celebrate Christmas. So we're going to tell you stories about the people in the story. And we just want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this program.
Welcome to our Christmas program. Let's tell our story. We will hear the stories of the characters in the Christmas story from their own perspectives, and we see how they fit together to tell a story of our Savior's birth and to reveal more of God's plan to rescue us.
I am Luke. As we begin this story, I would like to let some of you know that although I was not there when Jesus was born, I did my best to use the original eyewitness reports and investigate them thoroughly. I wanted to write this so those who were taught these things would know for sure that these things took place.
Our first characters in the story of Jesus in his birth are Elizabeth and Zechariah. God sent Gabriel, his angel, to deliver some good news. The news he delivers brings a very different reaction from Elizabeth and Zechariah.
Our story of the birth of our son begins with me. While I was serving in the temple, I was visited by an angel of the Lord. He told me not to be afraid. It is hard not to be afraid when faced with an angel. He told me my prayer was heard and that my wife would have a son and we should call him John. He went on to say John would be a joy and delight to us and many would celebrate his birth. He went on to tell me my son's calling would be to turn many of our people back to God and to prepare the way for the Lord. The angel also said that my son would be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he was born. Between the fear of seeing the angel and the overwhelming news that something so impossible as my wife having a baby was going to happen, I asked for a sign, asking how I could be sure of this. The angel told me his name, Gabriel, and said he stands in the presence of God and was sent to tell me this good news. Then he said because I didn't believe him, I would not be able to speak until my son was born. I guess that was my sign.
As we waited outside the temple for Zechariah, it seemed to be taking him a long time. We wondered if something had happened.
Zechariah was to pronounce a blessing over us.
When he came out, it was obvious that he had seen a vision in the temple. He couldn't speak and was making signs to us.
I finished my service in the temple and then returned home, unable to speak.
When Zechariah returned home from his temple service, I was surprised that he was unable to speak. He will be able to communicate that I'll be having a baby, a son. Shortly after Zechariah's vision, I did become pregnant for 5 months, and I kept to myself so overwhelmed with thankfulness to God for this miracle he had done for me. I was no longer a woman without a child, feeling like a failure.
Six months later, Gabriel again was sent to deliver another message to the town of Galilee. This time, the message was given to a virgin who was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. Her name was Mary.
I was very troubled when an angel greeted me and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." I wondered what kind of greeting this was and why. The angel told me not to be afraid and that I had found favor with God. Then if I wasn't troubling enough, the angel continued saying that I will become pregnant and give birth to a baby boy and that I should call him Jesus. He would be the son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom. As surprised and troubled as I was able to ask the question, "How can this happen since I have never slept with a man and I am a virgin?" The angel then said, "The Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will cover you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. While taking all this in, the angel told me that my cousin Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant. Elizabeth and her husband were beyond the age of having a child. The angel then said, "For no word from God will ever fail." My answer was, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." I hurried and packed and headed to my cousin Elizabeth's house. She would certainly have some understanding of my angel delivered news.
Mary's response to the angel is very different than Zachariah's. Zachariah wanted a sign of proof it would happen. He didn't believe it could. Mary just wanted to know how it could happen. She believed it would. Mary heads to her cousin's home, a place where a miracle is happening, a place where she can begin her pregnancy with those who believe and are experiencing a miraculous pregnancy.
When Mary entered my house and I heard a voice, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in a loud voice, I was exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. For why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" As soon as the sound of your greetings reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has delivered, believe that the Lord will fulfill his promise to her.
After entering Elizabeth's house and hearing her say that I was blessed because I believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to me, without even sharing anything with her, greatly encouraged and also with the Holy Spirit, praised God with these words. I stayed with Elizabeth until John was born and witnessed his miraculous birth, and then I returned home.
After John was born, so many people rejoiced with me, just like the angel had told Zachariah they would. On John's eighth day, he was circumcised, and when he asked what his name would be, I said John. Everyone was surprised that he wasn't being named after his father or family member.
For 9 long months, I was unable to speak. On the eighth day after John's birth, he was circumcised and named. When asked what his name would be, my wife clearly said John. They didn't expect her answer and asked me. I wrote on a tablet, "His name is John." As soon as I wrote it, I could speak again, and being filled with the Spirit and began praising God. Praise to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant, David. As he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abram, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace.
Elizabeth, Mary, and Zachariah were all filled with the Spirit and spoke God's words and praised him. They all experienced in some way John's birth and saw God do miraculous things. They were all aware of the coming Savior and praised God for it. Mary will return home to Joseph to tell Joseph the news. John will go grow and become strong and live in the wilderness until he appears publicly to begin the work God has for him.
After Mary returned from visiting her cousin Elizabeth, I found out she was going to have a baby. I prayed about what I should do and decided to quietly break off the engagement so that she would not be disgraced. As I considered breaking the engagement, an angel of the Lord appeared to me in a dream. The angel told me not to be afraid to make Mary my wife. He said the child she was carrying was conceived by the Holy Spirit, was a boy, and that he was to be named Jesus. He also said that Jesus would save his people from their sins. He continued to tell me that this was occurring to fulfill the prophecy that said, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When I woke up, I did as the angel said and made Mary my wife.
When I returned to Galilee, I was concerned about what Joseph would think or do when he found out I was pregnant. God sent an angel to explain things to him, and shortly after the angel's visit, I became Joseph's wife.
Several months after Joseph and Mary were married, Emperor Augustus required account to be taken of everyone in the whole Roman Empire. So Joseph and Mary, who was pregnant, very pregnant by then, headed to Bethlehem in Judea.
When Joseph and I got to Bethlehem, we could find no inn to stay in. They were all full. An innkeeper was kind and gave us his stable to stay in. It had been a long trip, and shortly after we settled into the stable, Jesus was born.
Traveling to Bethlehem was hard on Mary, and after we got there and could find no place to stay, the stable we were given was a blessing to us. Shortly after we arrived there, Mary gave birth to a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth, and we named him Jesus, of course.
I am sure the previous 9 months for Mary were long, hard, surprising, and amazing altogether. The next part of the story will be more surprising and stay with her in the years to come. She and Joseph will meet people from different walks of life. God will reveal the birth of his son to very unlikely people, and Mary and Joseph will get a front row seat as these things happen.
We are staying in the fields near Bethlehem.
We were guarding our sheep on what seemed a very normal night,
when all of a sudden an angel appeared in the sky. It was surrounded by such great light, it is hard to explain.
We are frozen with fear.
In the middle of the paralyzing fear, the angel said, "Don't be afraid."
It seemed impossible to stop being afraid. Would you have been afraid?
The angel said he was bringing us good news that would bring great joy for all people.
I was less afraid and more excited to hear this good news.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has born to you. He is Messiah, the Lord. This is a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
Then out of nowhere, I was joined by an army of angels praising God and saying, "Glory to the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests."
And just like that, the angels were gone. It was like nothing had ever happened.
We hurried to Bethlehem to see what the angels had told us about.
We found Mary and Joseph and the baby and worshiped him.
It was exactly like an angel said it would be.
We shared our story with anyone we could, and anyone we told were amazed by the news.
The shepherds returned to their sheep, praising God for all they had heard and seen. Mary would keep all these things in her heart and think about them often. 8 days after Jesus was born, he was circumcised and named Jesus, the name the angel had said he should be named.
After 40 days, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Joseph made Jesus his legal firstborn son, which required him to consecrate or dedicate Jesus and offer a sacrifice.
My name is Simeon. I am a committed follower of God. God had promised me that before I died, I would see the Messiah. One day, the Holy Spirit led me to the temple. While I was there, Mary and Joseph walked in with Jesus. Led by the Spirit, I held Jesus and prayed to God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you made is now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which have been prepared in the sight of all nations, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Now I could die in peace and be comforted, knowing that the Messiah had come to save us. I blessed them, and then the Holy Spirit spoke to me through me, saying to Mary, This child is destined to call the falling and rising of many in Israel. This will be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
Those words had made Mary and Joseph wonder what this all meant. While Mary and Joseph were at the temple, they were also approached by a prophet named Anna.
As a very old woman who had been widowed for many years, I was always at the temple, worshiping God day and night. The day that Simeon held the Messiah and blessed him, I was also there and was privileged to also, through the Holy Spirit, praise God with Simeon. Afterwards, I shared the news of the Messiah coming with many others who had also been waiting for the redemption or saving of Jerusalem.
Mary and Joseph were amazed at what Simeon and Anna said about Jesus, and Mary and Joseph did everything at the temple that was required by law. They returned to Nazareth. Jesus grew strong in body and wise in spirit, and the grace of God was on him.
When Jesus was born, the shepherds were not the only people who learned of his birth. The wise men were hundreds of miles away when they, by watching the heavens and knowing prophecy, became aware that the Messiah had been born. Their preparation and travel would have taken many months.
Watching the stars was our night project.
That night, what we saw was different than anything we had ever seen.
It made us look for a prophecy that would explain this event.
We found a Jewish prophecy that explained that a king of the Jews has been born. This was his star.
We prepared gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We had a long journey to Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah, the land of the Jewish people.
We were called to see King Herod. He did not seem to know that a child had been born.
When we arrived in Jerusalem, we were very surprised when we asked where we could find the King of Jews that was born so we could bring him honor. No one seemed to know, even be aware that he was born.
When the wise men arrived, King Herod and all of Jerusalem were terrified and confused about their wanting to see a king that they knew nothing about. Herod was known as a ruthless, murderous king, holding his throne at any cost.
When I heard the wise men from the east were looking for the king of the Jews, I called the chief priests and their teachers of the law to ask for the Messiah who would be born. This is what they said, what the prophet wrote. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. I then called the wise men to share what I had learned from the high priests. I talked to them secretly and encouraged them to let me know when and where they found the Messiah so I could worship him also. I had no intention of worshiping him, but only killing him so my throne would be safe.
In a dream, we were warned not to go back, not to see King Herod. Okay.
We were called to seeking Herod. He did not seem to know that a child had been born.
He told us that the Messiah, that the prophecy that would be born in Bethlehem.
Herod sent us on our way to find the king of the Jews and encouraged us to come back to him and let him know that where the Messiah was so we could worship him. Also, we agreed.
When we began our journey to Bethlehem, we saw a star again. We were so excited. We followed it and found the Messiah called Jesus. We worshiped him and gave our gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to his parents. In a dream, we were warned not to go back to Herod, so we returned home by another route.
After the wise men left, an angel appeared to me in a dream, telling me to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt to escape Herod, who would try to kill us. We got up right away and left in the middle of the night.
The wise men did not return. I was so angry at their betrayal that I ordered all of them, children 2 and under, were to be killed in and around Bethlehem.
Herod's rage and Joseph taking his family to Egypt were told by the prophets hundreds of years before they happened. God's rescue plan for us was Jesus, and his birth was the first step in the completion of God's plan for our salvation. Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection 33 years later would complete God's plan and give all humans the gift of salvation if they chose it. Jesus is a gift to you and me, a gift that is offered but not forced, a gift that gives us the ability to be a new creation. This week, please take some time to read Luke chapters 1 through 2 and Matthew chapters 1 through 2 and think about God's gift to you. Thank him for this gift you already have, or consider receiving his gift and making it your own.
I love how God brings things together. The kids did a great job, don't you think? You can sit down. One of the things that I get super excited about at these things is the teamwork that goes on here. The parents that work with their kids on their parts at home, because we only have one main practice, and the teens who help and encourage the younger kids, and the younger kids who work really well. If some of you were in here when we were practicing, it was 100% better than our first practice, right? So the kids did great, and without my team with Sarah and Jean and their input and April and putting on costumes and all of those things, this doesn't happen. So thank you guys for all you did. So we come to worship, right? That's the whole point behind this, right? That we come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and what he did for us. Don't forget that in the crazy week of shopping and finishing wrapping, that we've come to worship him. Let's close in prayer. Lord, I just want to thank you for what you did today, that your story was clear. Your desire to save this world was clear. And you sent your son to a broken, beat up world, to be born as a small child, to be dependent on other people when he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, we praise you for that. We ask you for your help in the next couple weeks, that we would remember what's important, that we would stop in the middle of feeling crazy and overwhelmed with all we have to do, and that we would just come and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.